Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All day from Seth Cush.
You're welcome.
See, I don't like this. I think I might just.
This is off the new album. Or no, this one's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Here comes the runts.
Here come the runts.
Cause I don't want you to leave. I wanna take.
Man, runt is such an ugly word.
It works on this album.
Oh, yeah, no, it works as a word because when you think of the runt of the litter, it really does describe the runt.
It's literally the underdog.
Did you hear them play that Spoon song, The Underdog, at the Super Bowl?
No.
Yeah, I heard it. Sir, how can we help you today? Thank you. He had a question about Sydney. He was wondering if she was undergoing chemotherapy now.
Yes, she is.
And she is.
Yeah. She's got I think she's got chemotherapy for at least the next few months.
And I think a surgery, and then
chemotherapy, and then surgery, and then more chemotherapy. And her brother's in college and wants to be an oncologist. So
it's always interesting that people would want to take that path and help fight a horrible disease that took his dad and now affects his sister, you know? And that mom, that's some strength right there.
It's unreal.
727-579-1025. Appreciate the perspective. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Yes. This is Jeremy. My son's been begging me to call up here to see if he can somehow get some tickets. I told him I don't know if Drew's going to be able to do it or not.
Well, we did just give an iPad to a young lady undergoing chemotherapy, so I can certainly see why you'd want to call up now and
panhandle.
Try to panhandle for some tickets to something that you don't even know.
Way. I told him you wouldn't do it, but I'm doing it for him. You know, he's 11 years old, so
you told him I wouldn't do it, but then you said I'm going to.
Well, I mean, I've called up here before, and I've never gotten anything. I've listened to your show for a long time. He just keeps begging me to give you a call.
Man.
He wants Supercross tickets. That's what he keeps hearing, the Supercross.
Let me.
Didn't that already happen, or no?
No, I think it's coming up this weekend.
This weekend,
but, yeah. Sir, are you that? I don't want to call you self-unaware, but you hear a segment where we take the donations that our listeners are so kind to part with and support a young lady who's going through chemotherapy,
awesome.
And then so then your reaction to that is to go, hey, I'm gonna see what I can get for me.
Interrupt that part of it.
Well,
I didn't mean to do that.
I wouldn't say it's interrupting it as much as it is crapping all over it.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, and I'll let you guys go.
No, listen, it doesn't need to be like that. I'm just maybe this is a teaching moment for both of us. I understand your 11-year-old grandson. The kid wants to go see Supercross. You're an enterprising man. You think you can hit me up for some tickets, and we'll hook you up.
Right.
Yeah, let's give him the tickets.
I just didn't want to let him down.
I know.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologize. I hate when grandkids get let down.
Is it grandkid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Grandkid, right?
Come on, my son.
He's his son, yeah.
Oh, forget that then.
My 11-year-old son.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you just sound like an old man. I'm sorry.
Are times tough?
Oh, I sound like an old man. How old do you think I am?
Oh, man.
Older than Shmoo.
Yeah, he's old.
I would have had you definitely north of Shmoo. I would have had you in like 64, 65 territory.
Huh?
72?
72, no way. 30. You want me to say it?
30. Did you say, were you going to say 30-something?
I was going to say 30-something.
Oh, man. Oh, say no. Something higher than that.
Man, I'm 30-something.
No. A little higher than that. No, come on.
Oh, man.
It 30? Could be the cigarettes. I'm a smoker. Okay. That's not good.
See, you got money to buy cigarettes, but you don't have money to buy Supercross tickets for your kid.
Well,
imagine
this is something he's been wanting me to call you guys for.
Well, what if he wanted a cigarette? You give him one?
No, I wouldn't give him one.
How much you buying those cigarettes for? You buy them on the black market, or you get them legit?
I try to buy one pack a day, and I've been trying the vapors to quit. So.
Okay, the vapors.
Trying one pack a day, but I mean, realistically, how many packs are you buying every day?
One pack. I was up to two.
All right, so an average of 1.5 packs a day. How thankfully, I don't know, but how much does a pack of those coffin nails set you back?
$6 a day.
Six. So multiply six times 1.5. You know,
man, what does he smoke?
$8. So you got about $8
it's not
a day.
That I can't afford it. It's something that he wanted me to try. He likes your show too, and you know, he keeps begging me to call you
where
guys.
Where is he? Let's talk to that little whippersnapper.
Yeah,
he's holding his heater right now.
Yeah, where is he? Put the kid on.
If he really loved you, he'd tell you to quit smoking and buy his tickets.
He's not with me right now. I'm at work.
He doesn't even have a kid.
No, he doesn't.
I haven't.
You don't even have a kid.
I got three kids, man. Why would you say I wouldn't have a kid?
You just said your son kept telling you to call, and now there's no son.
Yeah.
Yes, but my son is always with me, and I figured I would try to call you now about it. Last time I called, you called me, I can't say the word because it didn't come up on the air, but you said I need to shove something up my... And my son was sitting right there when you said that.
No, don't let this guy do this to you.
No, this is the truth, Drew. Uh-huh. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
And that's the day that my son was with me, and you told me that I can go ahead and shove it up my...
Not my Drew Garabo.
No, that didn't happen.
So do we give this guy the Supercross tickets or not? It's a Monster Energy Supercross at Raymond James Stadium, Saturday, February 24th, 7 p.m. I feel like if we give him the tickets, we're rewarding his smoking habit.
I need proof of son.
Yeah.
How are you going to prove you got a kid?
Okay. He is a junior. He lives in Palm Harbor. He's 11 years old.
He's 11.
Yes, he's my name. He's a junior.
Oh, he's a
junior.
Oh.
Like Ken Griffey.
This guy. He's
nothing at all like Ken Griffey.
He's got all the right answers.
Nothing. No similarities between Ken Griffey and Junior and this guy.
I miss Ken Griffey.
Me too. He could hit the hell out of a baseball, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And he got elephantiasis on the Simpsons. He was drinking the growth.
How about we can play what I had for lunch today, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
Drinking?
Do you have custody of your son?
I'm trying for him. I'm just trying to get these tickets. It's not that I can't afford it. It would be great if it came from Juba Garabo to my son.
The guy who told
and
his
he
dad
would love
to
that.
Up as you know
what.
Can you just tell us honestly how old you are?
Yes, I'm 33 years old.
Nah, man.
Dude. You know how old you sound, right? Like
Facebook, go ahead and look.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah,
no,
I do.
No.
I do, yeah.
Oh no, gross.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh,
we got to do.
Oh god.
Yeah, we got to do. Come on.
No, I'm not looking. It is worse than Faces of Death. There's no way.
You'll see my son in there. You'll see my father, the picture of me and my father, my son's in there.
You hear the emphysema in his voice?
Kids.
He can barely
I have a newborn kid.
Oh.
4 months old, too.
Dude, and you're still smoking,
man? He's got 20 years on his voice.
What are you doing, bro? You want to send those kids to college or what?
I'm cutting down. I went for two packs to a pack,
right.
And I'm trying the vapor thing.
Right.
I'm trying my hardest to stay alive for my new kid.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just busting some stones here.
That's
him. That dude looks
good. You're a lot better. I really appreciate you being nice to me this time compared to last time.
It's because your kid's not with you. we're just men talking right now. I don't have to show out for your kid. Wow, dude. Seriously, man, give up those smokes. You're gonna age yourself prematurely. Hold on.
I know.
John, do we still have any Supercross tickets?
I believe so.
We do. All right. Hold on. We're gonna hook you up with the Supercross tickets, man. And
you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Even after that picture?
What, the tattoo on his ribcage?
A shirtless selfie?
Uh, you know, I mean, I don't have the market cornered on those.
You're very handsome.
Is that him or the son?
All right. Hang on, dude. Hold on 1 second.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
I hope he's high with all the mixing in like a Rough Night or something, because that's
an old man's voice.
He sounds like Rough Night all the time.
I know. Man. That voice did not match that person. I thought he was going to be the 60-year-old gnarled-looking dude.
These calls have been wonderful today.
They've been something, that is for sure. Drew Graba Live, hello.
Hey, Drew, really? Did you just give that drunk some tickets? I bet he doesn't even have kids.
Well, he does. We saw him on the Facebook. But, you know, we like to be nice every once in a while.
I was trying to hit you up, man. I was like, man, I call in a couple times already. I'm 35 and I'll work. And I'm poor as hell. Give me the ticket. Oh,
man, see what we started? Now you feed one seagull.
See what we started? Yeah. What if I call in and I say, hey, Drew, man, my kid needs a dick. That dude was obviously drunk, right?
What just happened?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.